If you're craving a big white hot chocolate with fixins and a pumpkin scone, one look at the new menu board just might tempt you to hit a burger joint instead. A Big Mac and large fries have fewer calories than that Starbucks fare, which pack an 1,100-calorie punch. Of course, there are plenty of lighter options to choose from, and health authorities hope the calorie postings will show people how to cut down on their intake. Starbucks spokeswoman Lisa Passe says it's another step in helping people make informed choices.
Conversations are happening with baristas and customers about those choices, from a, you know, 5 calories in my iced tea if I don't have it sweetened, to how do I lighten up my Frappuccino?
Starbucks and other chains in King County already post calorie counts, and new laws will soon mandate calorie labeling across the country. It's unclear how much public health benefit these moves deliver. Some studies in King County show very little effect on consumers' behavior. But a study out of Stanford looked specifically at Starbucks locations in New York and nearby cities. It found customers did make lower-calorie food choices when calorie counts were posted. They did not, however, change their drink habits. Perhaps most important for Starbucks, the study found calorie labeling also did not affect the company's profits. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.